Brigade won for the 11th straight time in the Premiership. But they'll have to wait a little while longer to lift the trophy after their victory yesterday over Ballyspellin.
Yeah, probably just another week. And well, it's a cup final next weekend. Probably the following week before they actually lift the trophy. But it's all over and done by. Very comfortable win yesterday. Ballyspellin bowled out for 135. Brigade lost 3 wickets only. David Barr, 74, not out. Another comfortable victory. Just the bandwagon rolls on.
It definitely does. And, well, there was a real thriller at the Rectory yesterday where Glenn Dermot almost pulled off a fantastic run chase against Brady, who ran out winners in the end.
Brady, 271, a big total. Their professional era, Sami Saraya, 164 not out, batted superbly. But as you say, Glenn Dermot, just one run short. I think that's the second time this year they've been beaten by a run. Alan Johnson top scoring with 43. Just unlucky, but keeps them in the relegation mire, unfortunately for them. But a one-run victory for Brady, which keeps them in third place.
There was another thriller yesterday as well at the home where Eglinton completed the league double over Donamana, winning a real nail-biter by 2 runs.
Another thriller up there, Eglinton 217. Young Jimmy Miller top scoring with 63. And Donamana falling 2 runs short, 215. William McClintock with 66. Yeah, a real thriller. Eglinton have improved dramatically in the last 4 or 5 weeks. And they're wondering if the early season results had been better. They could have been up challenging Brigade, although they are in second position, but a long way behind the leader. For the big result, of them playing very well at the moment.
Our feature match yesterday was a bottom-of-the-table clash, Strabane against Coleraine. I mean, you were there. It was Strabane who eventually got over the line.
No surprise there. I'd seen Coleraine the week before at Brigade, and I thought they were a very poor side. Yesterday, the similar performance. Strabane getting 226 for 8. Aaron Gillespie batting well for his 83. Coleraine all out for 134, 92 runs short. Ryan Gallagher bowling very well for the County Tyrone men, picking up 4 wickets for 37. But that helps Strabane. They've moved now from third from bottom. Coleraine still rooted to the bottom.
Turning our attention to the championship here in the northwest, Ardmore stayed on the tails of Burndennet as they chased down a 236 to beat New Buildings by 5 wickets, so a tight one there as well.
It was a tight one, high scoring game, but Ardmore's professional Pete Pienaar, a young South African, getting a century not out, 117 not out yesterday, and they eventually got home quite comfortably against New Buildings.
St Johnson took on Killiecluny. Another tight game, but disappointment for the Donegal side. They were defeated.
Yeah, in a very low-scoring game. There wasn't a big total for them. They chased 110, but they just couldn't get there, unfortunately, and they were expected they won that one with such a small total to go for, but losing out, unfortunately, for them yesterday.
It's coming down to a real battle in the championship, and Fox Lodge, they kept their promotion hopes alive too as they beat a spirited Bonds Glen by 25 runs at Ballymacrory. So yeah. Still hope for Fox Lodge, Eamon?
Still an outside chance, but it really looks like the top two, Burndennet and Ardmore, are going to be, one's going to be promoted, one's going to be in the playoff. Although Fox Lodge have still to play both, I think, yet. So they haven't given up all hope, but that was an important one for them yesterday. Very important one. Next week, Parik, it's a cup final, the Bank of Ireland Senior Cup final, starting on Friday, Glendermot against Brigade at Eglinton. Brigade are strong favourites, they won that one. They haven't been beaten in the league this year, and they've trounced Glendermot on a couple of occasions, so Brigade will be very hot favourites. But that game due to start at 12 o'clock on Friday. It's a two-ellens game, so we'll have live reports from Eglinton on both those days.